Welcome and thank you for joining us for this service at Plymouth Presbyterian Church in St. Helens, Oregon. This is from the June 25th, 2023 service at Plymouth, the fourth Sunday after Pentecost. The sermon will be delivered by our pastor, the Reverend Paulette Mixon-Weller. You may stand in body or soul for the call to worship. You are my God. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for to you I cry all day long. For you, O Lord, are good and forgiving, abounding in steadfast love to all who call on you. For you are great and do wondrous things. You alone are God. Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart to revere your name. Let us worship God. First hymn is 487, When Morning Gilds the Skies. Next is the hymn, When Morning Gilds the Skies. This morning is from the book of Genesis, chapter 21, verses 8 through 21. I'm reading through in the Revised Standard Version. Hagar and Ishmael are sent away. And the child grew and was weaned. And Abraham made a great feast on the day that Isaac was weaned. But Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, whom she had borne to Abraham, playing with her son Isaac. So she said to Abraham, "Cast out this slave woman with her son, for the son of this slave woman shall not be heir with my son Isaac." And the thing was very displeasing to Abraham on account of his son. But God said to Abraham, "Do not be displeased because of the lad, because of your slave woman. Whatever Sarah says to you, do as she tells you. For through Isaac shall your descendants be named, and I will make a nation of the son of the slave woman also, because he is your offspring." So Abraham rose early in the morning and took bread and a skin of water and gave it to Hagar, putting it on her shoulder, along with a child, and sent her away. And she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. When the water in the skin was gone, she cast the child under one of the bushes. Then she went and sat down over against him a good way off, about the distance of a bow shot, for she said, "Let me not look upon the death of the child." And as she sat over against him, the child lifted up his voice and wept. And God heard the voice of the lad, and the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven and said to her, "What troubles you, Hagar? Fear not, for God has heard the voice of the lad where he is. Arise, lift up the lad and hold him fast with your hand, for I will make him a great nation." Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water, and she went and filled the skin with water and gave the lad a drink. And God was with the lad, and he grew up. He lived in the wilderness and became an expert with the bow. He lived in the wilderness of Paran, and his mother took a wife for him from the land of Egypt. This is the word of the Lord. Next is the hymn, "Wherever I May Wander."
Come to the gospel reading for today, and it is from Matthew chapter 10, verses 24 through 39. Hear the word of the Lord. "A disciple is not above the teacher, nor a slave above the master. It is enough for the disciple to be like the teacher, and the slave like the master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more will they malign those of his household? So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered up that will not be uncovered, and nothing secret that will not become known. What I say to you in the dark, tell in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim from the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. And even the hairs of your head are all counted. So do not be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. Everyone, therefore, who acknowledges me before others, I also will acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever denies me before others, I also will deny before my Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And one's foes will be members of one's own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Those who find their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please pray with me. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. When our son, Preston, was in the fifth grade, he came home one day talking about a hyperbole. And we were like, what is a hyperbole? And he said, it is an exaggeration. Oh, hyperbole, he said. But his teacher was born in Cuba and grew up in Cuba, and he was in Spanish immersion. And she was teaching him English, but she didn't always know how to pronounce all of the words. In case you've forgotten, a hyperbole means exaggerated statements or claims not meant to be taken literally. So when Jesus talks of a disciple's relationship with their own family, most scholars believe it's an exaggeration. It's a hyperbole for effect. So the parallel account for the Matthew text we heard in Luke says, if anyone comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even their own life, such a person cannot be my disciple. You see, Jesus was creating a new kind of family, one where loving God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and loving your neighbor as yourself were the priorities. That was the priority. Putting God first binds people together. Obviously, Jesus does not want us to hate our own family. So I am just back from being with my family, and we had a lot of laughs and a few squabbles here and there, to be honest. But a lot of shared memories that made us feel like we were young again. It was really fun. Plymouth Presbyterian Church, you are a family. You take care of each other, and you're committed to one another. You are the family of God. I have enjoyed so much being your interim pastor for the past year and a half. And it's time for me to move on. I have four more Sundays. My last Sunday will be July 23rd. And the search for the next long-term pastor is on. It's an exciting time, a time for prayer and discernment. It is not a hyperbole or a hyperbole to say that my husband Ryan and I love you all so much, and we have loved being here. And we will continue to lift you up in prayer forever, probably. You are a part of us. But know that your pastors come and go, but you stay together. You aren't bound together by the pastor, but by a common love of God. Never doubt God's great love for you. In this gospel lesson, we read about the tender love that God has for each of us. Even knowing how many hairs are on our heads, even the small things are worth praying about, and God cares. So our Old Testament lesson is really a painful one, where Hagar, whose name, Luke, in Hebrew means the foreign one. Ha is always the definite article, and gar means foreign one. So Hagar is the foreign one. Hagar is cast out into the desert with her son Ishmael, who was Abraham's firstborn. So they both, Ishmael and Hagar, cry out to God, and God hears them, fulfilling the very meaning of the name Ishmael, which in Hebrew means God will hear. So if you hear Ishmael, like, you can kind of hear the word Shema, which means hear, like Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. So that is the most important verse in the whole Jewish tradition. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. It means, hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. And it's from Deuteronomy 6. So hearing not only meant just hearing, it also meant obedience and prioritizing God, that God would follow action, that action would follow the listening. So it's not just a hearing, but it's a hearing and a doing. So when God heard Hagar and Ishmael, God acted to save them and provided water and a future life, even creating a nation out of them. So Ishmael married an Egyptian woman at the end of the story. And as Plymouth continues to be a family with a long history of service and of love, remember to hear like God does, even those who are cast out, even the foreign ones, and remember to love them with actions like God does. Well, in my short time here, I have seen your love in so many ways. You have collected items and money for the community, and you have shared love with the residents of Avamir. You have visited one another in times of illness and cared for one another in times of grief. You laugh together and eat together like a family. Continue to grow together, rooted and grounded in love, and reaching out with the fruits that result from your solid foundation. We are a few weeks away from Pentecost. Pentecost is in the rearview mirror, but how grateful we can be for the gift of the church created and knit together by the Spirit. The work of the Spirit is strong in you. I wonder what will be next for Plymouth. I hope you will wonder with me in that. Let us wonder with hope and trust, knowing that God has been so faithful to Plymouth and will continue to be faithful in our individual lives and in the life of Plymouth Presbyterian Church. Think, if God knows the hairs on our heads, God knows who the next pastor will be, God knows how many pieces of music are in the room behind the sanctuary, God knows how many baskets are upstairs in the loft, God knows and hears the hopes and dreams of each of us here. So I'd like you to close with me with a prayer. Dear Lord, we love you with all our hearts, our minds, and our strength. We love our neighbor as ourselves. We are filled with love. We are filled with hope. We silently now begin to express our hopes to you, trusting that you hear us and you care. We lift up these silent prayers. In Jesus' name, amen.
Next is the hymn, God of the Sparrow.
Thank you.
we pray as your Son taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Next is the hymn, Take My Life.
Thank you.